For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
So you can see the oxygen tank, medications, the more Dopplers, more blood pressure things. I've got catheter kits. I've got IVs.
Mary Carol Akers looks in the trunk of her car before leaving for work to make sure she has all the necessary tools for the job. Akers makes a lot of house calls. She's a certified midwife serving Hardin and surrounding counties in central Kentucky. The retired Army Lieutenant Colonel has delivered babies at military hospitals throughout the world. And over the course of her career, she estimates delivering 6,000 babies. In her car on the way to a house call, she explains why some women choose not to give birth at a hospital.
I think that one of the things about birth centers and about midwifery is high touch and low tech. And high touch, low tech takes a lot more work than putting them on the monitor and going to sit at the desk and watching it from there. Being in hospitals, I've seen women come in with a birth plan and be bullied out of all of it and not supported when they needed the most support.
Akers is now at the Hardin County home of Brittany Watson.
Let me get Brittany's chart out here. So Brittany's due on the 25th of March, but she's contracting like she's not going to quite wait that long. So the 25th of March makes you today 36 weeks, huh?
Watson will soon deliver her third child. Delivery will be nothing new, but the method will be. She's chosen to have this baby at home.
It's just more comfortable, you know. It's safe, and I did not enjoy the car ride up there in transition, you know. So it's just hospital birth. It was better the second time I went with a midwife, but it was still a hospital, and they still, you know, as soon as I got there, pushed interventions that I didn't want or need.
Midwife Mary Carol Akers visits and develops a relationship with expectant parents long before their due date.
We have the relationship that we text each other, we call each other. She called me one evening when she was having pretty strong contractions and it was still too early, and we talked through it, but I asked her, you want me to come over? And she said, well, let me try. And then she texted me later and said, I'm fine now, I'm going to sleep.
Establishing that relationship erased reservations Brittany and her husband had about a home birth.
She walked through, you know, what would we do in an emergency? And yes, we're close enough to a hospital if there was something that came up. So we trust her, and we trust, you know, the process.
Okay. Well, let me check your blood pressure. Are you feeling swollen at all, and you're still drinking plenty?
Yep.
Going a lot?
Mm-hmm.
All the normal pregnancy things?
Yep, everything seemed pretty normal.
Good.
Except those contractions last week, but
but we talked through those.
Mm-hmm.
After a goodbye hug from Brittany, Akers is back in her car and on the road to another patient's house.
This is a client whose baby I delivered in the past few months. We're going to do a postpartum visit on. We're going to be assessing her for postpartum depression and doing the follow-up care of making sure she's well, that things with her baby are going well.
That client is military wife Shannon Huffer. She and her husband were living in Texas during her first pregnancy. Trying to decide between a natural or a drug-assisted birth, she polled her friends about which option to choose.
I have friends on both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. So I had my girlfriends who were like, are you kidding me? Natural childbirth is like natural dentistry. You just don't do it. And then I had one specific friend in Austin who had had 5 of her 6 children at home.
Shannon was pleasantly surprised when she chose to have her first child in a birthing center.
It feels more like you're walking into a hotel suite. So you've got a queen-size bed. You've got your nice little bassinet. You have a bubbly tub that you can get into up to your neck. You've got a shower. You've got a bathroom. It's all private and suite. You have your midwife and maybe an assistant. And then that's the only people that come in and out of the room. So you're so relaxed.
After the couple moved to Kentucky, Shannon was expecting her second child. And she was surprised to find out there were no birthing centers in the Commonwealth.
I was expecting one here, almost more so than there. I've been told by my midwives in Texas about the midwifery school in eastern Kentucky. So I was expecting that we would have that sort of care option. And I looked here and I looked in Louisville and I was going to have to drive all the way to Indiana.
At her home in Hardin County, Shannon's baby sleeps in a swing rocking back and forth. It's in this very same room that five-month-old Akira was born. Absent of a birthing center, Shannon considers herself fortunate to have found Mary Carol Akers. The practicing midwife of 32 years wants to give women in Kentucky more birthing options. She has applied to open the first alternative birthing center in the state. Akers maintains Kentucky is losing business to neighboring Indiana and Tennessee.
Kentucky is losing some of their potential clients for births because they're leaving the state to have the birth that they want. And one of them said, I bleed blue. I wanted my baby to have a Kentucky birth certificate, but I needed to have to birth in my own way more than I needed the birth certificate.
This week, Akers will testify at a certificate of need hearing in Frankfort. Akers' application says the proposed birthing center would have spacious suites to accommodate normal, uncomplicated births. Mothers would not be confined to beds or even their rooms, nor would they be encumbered with monitors and IVs. The facility would have three midwives on staff and a physician's presence. But three hospitals in the region oppose her plans. Dr. Stephen Toadvine is vice president and chief medical officer of Hardin Memorial Hospital in Elizabethtown. He says the hospital has a full range of obstetrical services, as well as midwives who practice there.
We also offer alternative birthing plans for the mothers who are interested in that. So we don't really see that this is bringing a new service to our area.
The hospitals say it's not about losing their monopoly on labor and delivery, but instead patient safety.
And we know from national studies that emergencies are a small percentage of the cases at birthing centers. That's a situation where unpredictably there is a sudden emergency and a threat to the health of the mother and the baby. When we get into that kind of situation, minutes are crucial to the survival of the infant and the health of the infant, particularly in terms of brain injury.
But midwife Mary Carol Akers says the land where she's chosen to build her facility is less than 5 minutes away from the hospital. A decision from the state on whether she can open Kentucky's first birthing center is expected in April. Everyone has a birth story, and in Akers' view, a mother should be able to write her own story. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.